Mayfair. I love attending any music venue, so didn't want to miss out on one of Canada's top bands from 40 years ago. This was at the Saskatoon Exhibition August 13 when Trooper, originally from Winnipeg, performed, but with only two of the original founding members. They still sound identical to way back, when they were pumping out many great hits. The concert drew a standing ovation, leading to more tunes to keep the crowd cheering. At 10:30 p.m. Chilliwack from British Columbia rocked in the Kicking Horse Saloon with the crowd sitting at picnic tables scattered on the grassy area. It was a great evening in 4 days. I attended two funerals and a memory get-together for a farm neighbor. Julian Goyon's service was last Thursday. He was a neighbor. Doreen Montsebroton, née Sander, a high school pal from North Battleford COCJ High School, was also remembered. 56-year-old Esther, Eric, Howard, my farm neighbor who passed away last November, was the other service attended. These aren't the best occasions for visiting people, but I saw and talked a lot in those few days. There was a great turnout at all of the above. Congratulations to former Mayfair resident Gail Adamus on being a great grandmother again. Proud grandparents are Dale and Tammy Staricky from Battleford. Many folks have a big birthday celebration when they get the first old age pension check. Bev Pollard, wife to Daryl, had many guests help celebrate the big one August 6 outdoors with much food, drinks, fun and laughter. Another big celebration was the 50th wedding anniversary of Peter and Sharon Baby.at their daughter's farm, Kim, Mark, Broku of rural Hafford, also on August 6. This was a total surprise as it was a month late. A good-sized crowd celebrated. Belated greetings to Daryl, who turned a number higher, and best wishes to the Baybys for many more happy years. Siebes U-Pick Berry Farm northeast of North Battleford on Highway 378 has sour cherries, which have many health-related benefits. This year is a wonderful one for many types of prairies fruits because of excellent growing conditions. The Saskatoon season is now finished. Honeywood Heritage Nursery near Parkside on Highway 40 will be hosting the last event of the season Sunday, September 18. I've been to this before, and glorious autumn colors become a magnet to one's eyes. This is such a peaceful, beautiful place to visit. People travel for miles to come for the musical entertainment, craft vendors and the apple and rhubarb pies that are sold from the small concession. Even the walk on the grounds or a tractor-pulled wagon ride can be fun for people of all ages. A tour for Logan Howard, who grew up on a farm near Whitcow, was a highlight for him this summer. It was only a 10-day trip, but filled it with many sights from France, Belgium and Switzerland. Apparently, the return air flight from Saskatoon to Paris was only $1,300. Compare this to domestic flying within Canada, which is more expensive. Why is this? Logan is the son to Clark Howard, and his grandmother is Madeline, who lives in a senior care home in North Battleford. A friend, Genevieve, works from Ruddle, is moving to Lashburn, Maidstone Country soon, and still has quite a few of her paintings for sale. She is a self-taught artist whose paintings range from scenic prairies, Canadian Rockies and other landscapes. These make good Christmas gifts, so shopping and supporting local is the way to go.